Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's competitive eating season. People scarfing down pancakes, hot dogs, oysters at country fairs. It's gluttonous. It's a little nauseating, or a look at it may be unpalatable for some. And it can be dangerous. A man died in South Dakota earlier this summer. So why is it so popular? Well, Jason Crazy Legs Conti is the subject of a documentary called Crazy Legs Conti, Zen and the Art of Competitive Eating. Here he's being introduced at an event at the Tribeca Film Festival promoting the film.
The David Blaine of the bowel, the evil Knievel of the alimentary canal,
the Steve Austin of starch, the Houdini of cuisine himself. Ladies and gentlemen, Crazy Legs.
Crazy Legs, that's his real name now, and he joins us from the Argo Studios in New York. And you say this isn't for everyone, but start with that terrible death in Custer, a man choking on a Frankfurter. Didn't that put a chill on your profession?
Well, it's undoubtedly a tragedy and something I think that could easily be avoided. In the past, whether there's been radio contests with water or county fair contests with marshmallows or hot dogs, there's a safety factor that has to be taken into consideration. I eat with Major League Eating. That is the governing body of all stomach-centric sports. And at every event, there's an EMT present. If I was going to do a one-minute exhibition in a studio, there'd be an EMT standing next to me. And we only allow men and women over 18 to eat. So safety is paramount to the league.
Well, and, you know, you mentioned something that just went by, stomach-centric sports. I'm sure there are listeners saying, oh, come on. But there is a professional organization. There's rankings.
Absolutely. The league has been in existence for about 20 years, founded and run by Rich and George Shea. They're the ones you see on ESPN. Rich is usually doing commentary, and George is on the stage, on the riser, encouraging the Franksters to dance and doing a lot of pageantry, which is what our sport is in part about.
Once in every 10 generations, a hero rises to lead a broken nation to victory, and so he has. The hamburger-eating champion of the world, the hot dog-eating champion.
How did you get into this? I understand it started with oysters.
Yeah, I am from Boston originally, and I was in New Orleans when the Patriots were in the Super Bowl in 2002. I was at an oyster place, and I was looking down the counter, and there was a guy who looked like King Neptune, and he was sort of spearing the oysters as fast as they shucked them. So I turned to my shucker, and I said, how many has anybody eaten at once? And my shucker, Kenny, said, across the street at Acme, the record's 33 dozen. If you eat 34 dozen, they're free.
Wait, that's 34 times 12.
Yes.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of mollusk. And it took me most of the Super Bowl to consume all those, but I did.
408. You ate 408. And then I understand you ate 459 oysters on the David Letterman show?
I did. I was going for the restaurant record. My personal best is 32 dozen in 8 minutes. It depends on the year. This year, they were very large and creamy, so my numbers fell. But the world record is held.
There's some people that can't eat one oyster.
That is too bad. They really need to work on that. But the world record's held by a 100-pound woman named Sonia the Black Oda Thomas, who has eaten 48 dozen in 8 minutes and
dozen.
Is pretty unstoppable.
Is this even physically possible? By the way, you also hold world titles in string beans, pancakes, bacon, beef biscuit, and Twinkies. There were researchers in gastrointestinal imaging who investigated ways to assess the stomachs of world-class speed-eating champions. This was out of the University of Pennsylvania. They published their results in the Gastrointestinal Imaging magazine, and they concluded that successful speed eaters expand the stomach to form an enormous flaccid sac capable of accommodating huge amounts of food. We speculate that professional speed eaters eventually may develop morbid obesity, profound gastroparesis, intractable nausea and vomiting, even the need for a gastrectomy.
That's why I canceled my subscription to that gastronomical weekly. I sort of disagreed. It's not taking into account that what we do is a competition. If I was at a barbecue and someone said, here's a platter of 25 hot dogs and buns, just take all afternoon and eat them, I don't think I'd want to, nor maybe would I be capable of it. But when you tell me it's a 10-minute contest and I have to beat the eater to my left and right, something else takes over. I think in sports, you push beyond. In our sport, granted, we're eating competitively in exhibitions, contests, and media appearances maybe 40 times a year. So that's 40 large meals. You know, in the NBA, they play 82 games a year. So what you do the rest of the time factors into your abilities to eat at the table. And now you have to be in traditional athletic shape. So I've run the New York Marathon. I've run the Boston Marathon. I jog. Everyone has a way to correct the overconsumption by eating healthfully outside of competitive eating.
Well, that's long-term. What about in the moment? Where do you put 25 hot dogs in your stomach? Where do you put over 400 oysters? You've got to be stretching something.
It's really mind over stomach matter. The stomach has an expansion limit, but the mind does not. So if you can somehow enter a zone, a zen-like feeling where, you know, the food is moving almost in a robotic fashion. At the Rouse's Crawfish Eating Championship, I think about eating crawfish like flipping cards. It's got to be quicker and quicker, as if I'm a Vegas blackjack dealer. But very rarely do I actually taste the spice from the boil. It's a lot about texture. It's a lot about technique.
That seems such a shame. Not, you know, you eat 30 Maine lobsters in 12 minutes, but you don't taste the lobster.
Well, that was actually one of the four contests in my 13 years that I actually asked for more food after the eating competition.
Oh my
God. So I usually eat one of the food substance after the contest just to get a taste and a feel and celebrate the food. But technique-wise, I'm the four-time corn on the cob eating champion. This year I did 43 ears of corn in 12 minutes. What goes into that is thinking about the most efficient way to eat each corn and to try to stay ahead of people doing either the toilet paper roll or the rake or the Florida stripper. I do the manual typewriter, which is left to right, three times, swallowing.
Yeah, we do that in our family too, but we never thought of it as a competitive sports move. Why do you do it? I mean, we should note you also climbed out on a window ledge naked, washed the window, and ate a dozen donuts in under 3 minutes. Why anybody even asked you to do that, I don't know, but why do you do
that,
this?
That was combining my occupations with my passion. At the time, I was a New York City window cleaner and a nude model at FIT, and that was to promote the documentary. But I had a few food stuntman-like scenarios where I ate my way out of an 8-foot box of popcorn, a popcorn sarcophagus, and that earned me the moniker the Houdini of Cuisine. But I've found different reasons that I've been a major league eater. In the trophy era, when there was no prize money, it was largely for the travel, the free food, perhaps the groupies. But now I have maybe loftier reasons. In 2009, Major League Eating partnered with Navy Entertainment, and we've sent over 15 eaters on tours of duty to entertain sailor soldiers and all the divisions of the armed forces in bases all over the world. So I like to be an ambassador to my sport. I love the travel and talking to people. There's TV shows, and I've appeared on The Sopranos or Emerald. There's video games, Major League Eating the Game. So I can see somebody playing as my avatar, eating corn on the cob in their commute to work on their phone. All those things are pretty amazing. But whenever you can combine it with something like entertaining the armed forces, it means so much more, and it's certainly much more important.
That's Jason Crazy Legs Conti, competitive eater. Jason, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, and eat all you can.
Well, to see the Florida stripper and other corn eating techniques, we have a video posted at herenow.org. And please send all emails about the waste of food to Mr. Crazy Legs.
You can also send all emails about the donut thing.
naked with donuts, the window washer. Yeah. That explains it.
Here we don't have a picture of that at our website, herenow.org.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.